Revelation chapter 12. Verse 10, 11, and 12 is our text. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they, the believers, the bride, the elect, we here, overcame him by what? Say very loud. Say very loud. And by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the dead. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. What did he say? Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto them, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. I will come to that aspect later, but I'm looking at the first statement in verse 11. The overcoming power. Where did he say it is? It's by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26. And as they were eating the Passover lamb. The Passover feast. Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them, to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And I go again to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23, Apostle Paul, he was shown what happened that day. He was not there the day it happened, but he saw it. For I have received of the Lord, from verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What are we demonstrating? Hallelujah. We are demonstrating the deliverance that took place on the cross of Calvary. The Bible describes Jesus Christ as our Passover lamb. Passover from death to life, from darkness to light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what was Jesus Christ typing? What was Jesus Christ fulfilling? He was fulfilling the type that we see in Exodus chapter 12. The freedom, the deliverance that was given to the children of Israel in Israel, it came through the Passover lamb. And that Passover lamb was speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood will enable us get deliverance from the powers of darkness and take us to a promised land. And the promised land is a land that floweth with milk and honey. And the promised land is God's promises for his people. Hallelujah. And before we get to heaven, the promises start here. That is why that songwriter says, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. is a foretaste of a glory that is awaiting us. We begin to enjoy it here. But Satan will not let us enjoy it. But let me tell you, every one of you connected to this program today, you have chosen Pride Assembly here to cross over online or here physically. Next year, you will reach your promised land. They overcame Pharaoh and his army by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The angel of death did not touch the habitation of the children of Israel. Nobody cried. No family cried of any death. None of your family members will die next year in the name of Jesus. There will be no sorrow next year in the name of Jesus, your home. Because of the communion they took, the Passover lamb they took, every obstacle ahead of them as they walked to their promised land, they overcame all the obstacles. Every obstacle in your life, you will overcome it. They overcame the Red Sea obstacle. That is an impossibility. But is there anything too hard for God to do? We know Him as the only one that can do what no man can do. Somebody here, the hindrance that has stood before you, you are seeing it koro koro. Whatever is the hindrance, whatever is whatever. Is there anything God cannot do? That hindrance will be removed. They overcame the army of Pharaoh. And all the problems in the wilderness, they overcame them. They overcame the hostile nations in the wilderness. They overcame hunger. Manna from heaven was falling down. Hallelujah. From January to December, you will not suffer hunger. You will not suffer lack in the name of Jesus Christ. The greatest weapon that Satan uses against the children of God is the weapon of fear. And because God knew that is the weapon He will use, He made His presence to be physically seen through the pillar of fire and also the pillar of cloud. In the daytime, cloud, they saw it. When He moved, they moved. When He stopped, they stopped. In the night, there was a pillar of fire. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The presence of God shall not depart from you throughout next year. Because of His presence, you will not fear anything. Nothing, nothing. You will not be afraid. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, fear not, fear not, fear not. Our God is real. Our God is real. He is real. He is real. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire was there to show them the way in the wilderness. And they had a prophet. We also have a prophet in this age. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. All that elect needs this year, God has given us. So we are not in darkness. We are in the ministry of perfection. And God is perfecting us accordingly. If God therefore be for us, if God be for us, somebody call your name. If you don't know your name, just say Moses Alu. If God be for me, if God be for me, who can be against me? Say it confidently to yourself. Call your name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you afraid of sicknesses? No. But the Bible says He sent His word. And what happened? What happened? He healed them of all their sicknesses. Always remember, it is because of sin that all these strange sicknesses are everywhere in the world. How did He send His word that healed them? Oh, glory be to God. How did he send his word that healed them? Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sorry. Is there anybody here? I've counted now. It flashed up to 10 flashes. More than 10. Is there anybody here? Wait. Is there anybody here? You did not do your water baptism. Let me start this way. In this church. In this church or enter message. Any enter message church. Or in this church particularly. You are here. Stand up. God bless you. 1, 2, stand up. I said I saw more than 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. See them. Jehovah Yireh, Irene, Irene. Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. Hey. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Do you know you didn't make mistake coming to this church? You are not a member of this church, sir? Which church, sir?
Sanctuary House of Healing Ministry.
We are in Lagos here?
The headquarters is in Surulere, but I'm in Ikorodu branch.
Ikorodu?
I'm in Ikorodu branch. I came all the way from Ikorodu.
From?
Ikorodu.
From Ikorodu. Why did you choose here to cross over?
My spirit leads me.
Your spirit. It's not your spirit. For the footstep of the righteous is ordered by God. What of you, sister? You are from Catholic Church?
Yes.
Okay, now. You are welcome. Why did you choose here to cross over?
I was invited.
Why will you leave your church and go to another church on a special day like this?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you know? Me, I know. The footstep of the righteous is ordered by God. What of you, mommy?
From Assemblies of God Church.
Why you not go to Assemblies of God for crossover?
I came with my daughter.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Now she sit down, so?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Do you know it's not your daughter that brought you here?
Exactly.
Do you know it's God that brought you here?
It's God.
Do you know? Because the footstep of the righteous is ordered of God. Is it her first time of inviting you here? Is it her first time of inviting you here?
Yes.
Yes. She has never told you to come here before? Sometime.
I've been here once, and my daughter did her dedication.
Okay, but apart from that, has she ever told you to come here for worship?
I have not.
She has not told you before to come for worship here?
She has been invited.
Now, do you know why you didn't follow her that time? Because today is the appointed time. Today is your appointed time. Hallelujah. I want to say something, and something was flashing to me. Hallelujah. Sit down, make I talk something. Sit down. Sit down first. Sit down. Listen, church. He sent his word. And his word did what? He led them. When did he send his word? The Bible tells us, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that in the book of Numbers, the children of Israel were committing sin, all manner of abomination. And the Bible says, if you break the edge, what will happen? Serpent will bite you. Hallelujah. The Bible says so. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Listen very well. The Bible says, break the edge. And what will happen? Serpent will bite. They broke the edge. They were committing sin. And including us now. Hallelujah. The only reason why Satan has power over you is sin. Is sin. Break the edge and serpent will bite you. And they were biting them. What? Moses decided to go and pray because the people were dying. He sent his word. Which word did he send to them? He said, Moses, go and lift up the serpent in the in a pole. Hang a brazen serpent. Make a serpent of brass. Hang it on a pole. And tell the people, thus said the Lord, if the serpent bites you, you commit sin, or the serpent bites you. If you can run to where that pole is and look up, you will see something there. You will see Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You will see that serpent that was biting you, killing you. You will see him judged, condemned, and hanging there. And in John chapter 3, verse 14, he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. See, the best thing that can happen to any human being on earth is to find Christ. It's to find Christ. That is where there is deliverance. No babalawo can deliver you. No cause you belong can deliver you. Nothing can deliver you. Our deliverance is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe what? Believe that we are the reason. You are the reason he went to the cross. The problem that you have, the soul that sinners shall die. You should have died, but he died your death on the cross on Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why we overcome the accuser of the brethren. Why is he accusing us? Accusing us of our past sins. Accusing us of the useless life we lived before we found him. He is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the earth, the world. Hallelujah. Now, when you come to Christ, hallelujah, you come the way you are, and he will wash away your sin. With what? With his blood. For when he was hanging on the cross on Calvary, he shouted, it is. Did you hear him? Who had him? Who had him? Who had him? What did you hear him say? What did you hear him say? No, you didn't hear him well. This is how I heard it. Moses Alu, it is finished. Did you hear your name? Did you hear your name? If you didn't hear your name, it doesn't belong to you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you heard your name, amen. Then, when did you hear his name? I heard his name when he said, come to me. Hallelujah. Come to me, Moses Alu. Suffering from all the wahala you are suffering from. Family causes. Family problem. Ancestral cause. Lusting spirit called fornication. Drinking spirit. Tramadol spirit. Codeine spirit. Igbo spirit. Which other spirit? Prostitution spirit. Which other spirit? Homosexual spirit. Lesbian spirit. Ogogoro spirit. What again? He said, come to the Savior. Of God, that he didn't allow me to die until I found Christ. Now, if I die, it's gain. Now, if I live, it's for Christ, because he has done so much for me. I am not following for what he will give me. I am following for what he has done for me. I cannot die again. Praise the Lord. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross of Calvary. Now whosoever look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. The stink of death will be defeated. Praise the Lord. The power of Satan is taken away. And how will you achieve it? He left us, hallelujah, an ordinance. And that ordinance is the most misunderstood ordinance in the denominational churches today. That is why I say, you people that came here, it's God that directed you here. There is an appointed time for everybody. Hallelujah. Many of you baptized wrongly. Baptism is identifying with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You say you believe. He said, go and preach the gospel to all nations. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Therefore, why will you claim deliverance, God's protection, when you are not under the blood? The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 that when you come to Christ, you come to the blood of the Spirit. In fact, he started by saying, you come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. You come to the New Jerusalem, the city of God. You come to the company of innumerable company of angels, in uncountable. He said, you come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things, better things than that of Abel. Abel was innocently killed. His blood was speaking for vengeance. Jesus Christ was innocently killed, and he was killed. They thought they were killing him. They didn't know they were killing him for us. His own blood is still speaking for us today. That's why we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that secret place is under the blood of Jesus. It is the city of refuge. It is the place of refuge. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is not by mouth I belong to Jesus. If you believe, then go to the water. It is the ordinance that confirms your confession and your belief, your faith. You enter that water. And therefore, correct water baptism is by immersion. If you baptize by sprinkling, amen, it has no relationship with the death of Jesus. Because when you are dead, it's speaking of repentance. You are dead, you are buried. Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not speaking to everybody. I'm speaking to those who are hearing me for the first time. Give them time too, because you too, you hear like this before you are where you are now spiritually. And I'm not telling you to baptize to become a member of this church. Everybody cannot be a member of this church. This is not the only church that you have to belong. But there is a place every one of us must belong. You must belong to the body of Christ. You must belong to the body of Christ. You must be a Christian. And it's a universal body. Praise the Lord. And as soon as you are buried, sprinkling, if you're posting with sprinkling, go and rebaptize. Hallelujah. God entered a covenant with his people and he sealed it with the blood of his Son. And that is our overcoming power. Heaven and the earth, praise the Lord. Heaven and the earth stand still when we are coming under this covenant now. This is the highest ritual that exists on earth, if it is done properly. Hallelujah. Everything here is typing the body and blood of Jesus. The body of Jesus Christ is sinless. That is why communion is unleavened bread. It is not agege bread. What do you call them? It's not a sliced bread you buy in the supermarket. It's not, that bread was unpalatable. But there was no sin, so there is no yeast. And the alcohol, there must be some percentage of alcohol in the wine. Why? Because that wine is speaking of the blood of Jesus. Blood, alcohol is a preservative. Without alcohol in that wine will expire. But with alcohol there, you will not see expiry date there. Hallelujah. It is speaking about the eternal life. It is speaking about the Holy Ghost. The ghost that Jesus gave up. That is the life that was in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we are not to grieve the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, grieve not the Holy Ghost. Until when? Whereby you are sealed. Until when? Until the day of redemption. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What preserves you is the Holy Ghost, which is tied by the alcohol in the wine. If you go and drink Coke, Coke will expire. If you go and drink, which one again? If you go and drink Sobo, Sobo will expire. If you go and drink any other thing that doesn't have alcohol, it has expiry date. But our life is eternal life. The life that is in the blood of Jesus, it does not expire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And water baptism is by immersion. And you don't baptize an infant. And you don't baptize somebody who has not repented. Anybody that will go into the water now, the opportunity has come. You must repent first. If not, you're only going to swim. Praise the Lord. You go in a dry sinner and come out a wet sinner. And then you continue because you have not repented. And you have not repented because you have not understood what happened on the cross on Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, church. I am saying something here because I may be saying it because of just one person here now. Hallelujah. That something will happen to you that you will remember this crossover for the rest of your life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Maybe you are the reason why I am saying this now today. Maybe. And always remember that sometimes when opportunity is given to you, you miss it. You may not get it again because you don't know what awaits you tomorrow. When God ministers the truth to you, you better respond accordingly. Your sin is still upon you until you repent, give your life to Christ, and pass through that water baptism. If you are not baptized, your sin is still upon you because you have not yet received the pardon from the cross. That ordinance is for the remission of your sins, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. That brings you under the covenant of the New Testament covenant. That brings you under a covenant that God has with his people, and he sealed it with his blood. For it is written that we are purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says we are purchased possession of God. But that is only if you are under the blood. And that blood will speak for you only if you are under that blood. No matter how you shout, blood of Jesus Christ speak for me. Blood of Jesus speak for me. Satan, demon, witches and wizards, they know those who are under the blood. And they know those who are not. Praise the Lord. I am telling you now, we have authority by the reason of the blood. And God cannot deny himself. Anybody, man or woman, that you are here, you are listening to me, you have not been baptized, and you are here now, opportunity has come. There are many of us who are from Trinitarian churches. Like, I don't want to call the name of any church. If I call your name, the name of your church, you know, you feel vexed with me, mommy. Don't vex me. Not true at the talk. Not true. No, mommy, sit down. I will call all the rest. Since I know your own, I know go call your own. Listen, let me call all the rest, but I know go call your own. But your own day among. But I know go call them. But your own day among. I don't call them. But the day among. Catholic. Okay, I don't go call any name. I don't go call any name. But anybody that carries any church that carries people inside the water in obedience to Matthew 28 verse 19, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and goes and repeats Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Put you inside water and bring you out. He has not yet baptized you in the name of the Father. He has not baptized you in the name of the Son. He has not baptized you in the name of the Holy Ghost. It is understanding. The Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. It is the name for redemption. It is the name that is above every other name. It is the name of the Father. He gave the name to his Son. His Son is called. The Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. To baptize in the name of the Father is to baptize in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Father. Jesus is the name of the Son. Jesus is the name of the Holy Ghost. According to the Bible, if you have been baptized in the name of Jesus, say, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Say it. It is not our church doctrine. It is the apostolic doctrine. It is the doctrine of the apostles. All of us here, we baptized wrongly before. Until God sent his servant in this age and pointed us to these errors. And our eyes of understanding, he has opened up our eyes. As we think of who we are. Their church than they know about the cross. And that's why they can defend their church, but they cannot defend the cross. They know more about their general overseer and archbishop and pope than they know who Jesus is. That's why they can fight and die for their denominational leaders. But anything you say about Jesus, they don't care. That's why they will laugh, because they don't know the implication of a comedian standing at the altar making caricature of the cross. And upon this rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. False prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus is God. Can we stand up? Thank you. accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Whatever debt we have owed that shrine, whatever they are accusing us of our past, when you come to the Savior, when you come under the blood, you will hear Jesus telling you, I hear that Savior. To hear from us, to renew your vow, your covenant with Him. Lord, I promise to be a better Christian. All this nyama-nyama I was involved this year, help me, let me not cross over with it. I promise you that I will be a better Christian. When you do that, you are invoking the whole protection that heaven can give anybody on earth. That's all God wants to hear. He wants you to be available. He wants to have fellowship with you. He wants to move with you. He wants to prove to Satan that under any condition, there is a job that will serve me for better, for worse. He wants somebody that he can be proud and announce to everyone, this is my beloved son, this is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. He said, his children are given to him for signs and wonders. He wants to prove to this dark world that in the midst of this darkness, there is light somewhere. Because there are light bearers. If those light bearers are here, can you shout hallelujah? Anywhere you go, there should be something around you that would distinguish you from the unbelievers. You are going to be more obedient. Promise to be more obedient. Promise to serve Him better in every area. With your substance, with your finances, with the gifts that He has given you. That you will use all that you have to His glory. Time is short. Time is short. Gather yourself, virtues. Gather yourself, jewels. Gather yourself, your crown. For He is soon coming. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray now? Under 2 minutes, you will shout, blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. 4 times. Shout your name. Then shout, Lord Jesus Christ, I have promised to serve you better. In fact, renew your vow. You know. You know which area you want God to help you. You know which area you want to vow, and you must keep it. Blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. 4 times, shall we go? Very loud. Shout your name. Lord Jesus Christ, shout it. I have promised, Lord. I have promised to serve you. I'm not talking about this one. Help me to keep my vow. Make your vow before Him. Me, I have already made my vow before Him. Before I came here today, I have made my vow before the Lord. are a Christian, that's why you are here. Renew your vow. The vow you made the day you gave your life to Christ, repeat it now. Tell him to help you to be a better Christian. Jesus' name we pray.